You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On to our next piece. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, Etu is celebrating their campaign to win fair pay agreements for some of their lowest paid workers, including cleaners and security guards specifically. The fair pay agreements bill is currently before select committee, and Etu members and supporters made over 1,000 written submissions in support of the bill. While all submitters told their own story, some clear themes came through. Submitters were particularly concerned about low wages, the cost of living, health and safety, workplace stress, safe staffing levels and a lack of respect at work, hours of work, and the race to the bottom, which sees companies use low wages to stay competitive. An Etu delegation also made an oral submission to the Select Committee on Monday. Etu member and security guard Lavinia Kofoa described why essential workers like her deserved better pay and conditions through pay agreements. However, I did speak to Amy Hansen, a team leader from Etu, on the matter. Here she is now. So today is International Justice Day for cleaners and security. So could you just give me a bit of background on what this means and why it is crucial for workers in that area?
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Joe. Yes, as you said, it's the International Day of Justice for Cleaners and Security Guards. In 2022, we're honouring the millions of workers in the cleaning and security sectors across the world who play a really essential role in many of our societies. We know that over the last couple of years, it's been really hard on everybody, but particularly cleaners and security guards who are essential and have had to go to work, when everybody, well, not everybody else, but most people are staying at home. They've had to go and clean the facilities to keep us all safe. They've had to guard buildings and guard people and keep the public safe. So they do a really important job. And, you know, like many of your listeners, they are facing rising cost of living. That's happening all over the world. We know when we go to the supermarket how much a block of cheese has cost us this year versus what it did a couple of years ago. And that's happening all over the world. So, you know, to bounce back from the pandemic, we're going to have to all stick together and fight for what's right, especially for these workers. So we're talking fair pay increases that beat inflation, which is, in New Zealand, we talk about living wages, and we also think about security of hours, because for cleaning and security guards, their hours are all over the show and they can't estimate what their incomes are going to be. How do they budget accordingly? We're also talking about healthy and safe workplaces. Workloads are a serious concern at the moment. We're short staffing all over the place. Lack of training is another one. You know, all these new people coming into the roles and not being given adequate training to deal with the situations they get put in. Respect at work is the final point, and that includes having a voice in your workplace and how things happen. So it is today across the world, and we're all going to be raising our fists to demand for these three things and bounce back better after the pandemic.
Now, in Aotearoa, New Zealand, Etu is also celebrating the campaign to win fair pay agreements for some of the lower paid workers, which obviously does include cleaners and security guards. Could you just give me a bit of background on what the fair pay agreement bill is and why it is so crucial?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that Etu has been fighting for about 4 to 5 years now. And our workers have been speaking up, talking to ministers, lobbying ministers, writing petitions, making submissions to make sure that this bill is the best that it can be for the workers that it's trying to support and the industries we're trying to lift. So the bill is essentially creating some secondary legislation, you know, like health and safety regulations. So it is law, and what it is supposed to do is create industry standards for particular occupations. So Etu, we are fighting for cleaners and security officers to be some of the first fair pay agreements to happen in New Zealand. And the reason for that is there's a real, what we call, race to the bottom in those industries. So let's say Auckland Council has a contract up for cleaning the libraries. Now, what usually happens is Auckland Council will take the cheapest option. Commercial buildings also do the same thing. They want the cheapest option to provide the service. But what that creates is all these people, these companies that are bidding for the contracts, they compete based on what they pay their workers and how they treat their workers, because that's the main cost for these companies. They're fighting for the lowest cost contract, which means the workers get treated worse, and it's this race to the bottom where workers are the ones who suffer the most, and it's happening in both security guards and cleaning industries. And we get these real cowboys of industries who are undercutting the employers. There are employers out there who want to treat their staff well and want to pay them well. But they're being undercut by these cowboys, and we just can't have this continual race to the bottom for terms and conditions for workers. So fair pay agreements, they're a little bit strangely named because it's not just about pay, but it's about all of the conditions that surround work. So security of hours, workloads, the things that I just spoke about before. And we want this to come into legislation, and we're hoping that this will happen in November this year.
Now, I guess this is quite important also due to the fact that security guards, cleaners, and people that were working these lower paid jobs were at the forefront of the COVID-19 pandemic response, and essentially they enabled the public to stay safe during this time, would you say?
Absolutely, yeah. 100%. Essential workers, these are the people that got us through. So fearful of bringing COVID home to their families, and they're doing this for minimum wage, for terrible conditions at work, and they're the ones who kept us running.
So from here, where does the Fair Pay Agreements Bill go? I believe there is a hearing coming up soon.
So we've had a period of public submissions, written submissions, and at the moment where the Select Committee is taking verbal submissions. So E2 gave ours just the other day, but there's kind of a round of submissions being given all across the country over the next couple of weeks. And then it goes to in front of the House in Parliament, and we hear the bill there after we've had these rounds of submissions from the public. So there's all sorts of people making submissions at the moment, and we're hoping that most people are in favour of it because it's going to be such a good thing for these workers.
Yeah, and like you said, it does have that global support, even just having the support of UNI Global and other international union bodies to work with this Fair Pay Agreement. Do you really feel us that sense of unity?
Yeah, absolutely. This is certainly a global campaign. Some OECD countries already have similar standards in place, and so this model of fair pay agreements is built on sound research and experience of other countries. And, you know, there's other countries who want these as well. So there's a lot of interest in what's happening in New Zealand at the moment because it will set standards across the globe.
Now, those are the main questions I had for you. Is there anything else you want to mention that we haven't brought up?
Absolutely. I mean, if your listeners want to get involved in hearing more about fair pay agreements or get involved in the campaign, they can, you know, talk to the security guards and cleaners if they see them around campus, or, you know, if you're out and about at a supermarket, maybe there's a security guard there. Just have a chat to them, you know, talk to them about what the struggles of their job are, encourage them to join the union, encourage them to get involved in fair pay agreements because, you know, this is such an important campaign. It's not just going to be important for cleaners and security guards, but all sorts of occupations. We've got early childhood teachers who are supporting the campaign quite heavily as well. They want to be one of the first cabs off the rank for a fair pay agreement. Hospitality workers, who many of your listeners probably work in those sorts of roles. You know, everybody's wanting a fair pay agreement, and so these cleaners and security guards who have been in front of the campaign for the last 5 years, they need all the support they can get, really.
That was Amy Hansen, team leader at E2, speaking about International Justice Day for cleaners and security workers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.